People in the Horn of Africa have suffered from poverty and underdevelopment for years. On top of that, they've been affected by drought for four of the past 6 years, and this has taken a heavy toll. UN Special Envoy for the Horn of Africa, Chel Magne Bondovich, says herders have lost thousands of cattle because they had no grass to eat. He says food and water are scarce.
There is much malnutrition, and I was in Somalia, for instance, but also in Djibouti, a small country which very often is forgotten. I was at the health center there where they came with small children, malnourished. But they were saved because they came there. But we are worried that many are not coming to such health centers, and they are at risk to die.
The United Nations has appealed for more than $800 million. It has received 30% of that amount. Bondovich is making the rounds of European capitals to drum up donor support for the Horn of Africa. Bondovich, a former prime minister of Norway, says this appeal, unlike most emergency appeals, is asking for money to support medium and longer-term development projects. He says the only way to end this perennial cycle of drought and famine is to implement programs that can help people cope with the next drought themselves.
Increasing the agriculture production is of great importance. Secondly, we need more boreholes, water holes. I have met women who had to walk 30 kilometers, spending 11 hours, to get some liters of water. Of course, that is a waste of time. It's possible to drill more boreholes or to make some simple water pipelines on the ground to reduce their walking distance.
Bondovich says emergency humanitarian relief cannot be ignored, but he adds implementing projects that can help people take care of their own needs will save money and lives in the long run. For instance, he says, building roads will allow people to transport goods to market. Building health centers and schools will improve a community's well-being. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.